We can't do that, especially with our record and being down. You have to come out ready to play. Every game and this game, we definitely didn't come out. And it showed. I mean, we flat out, you know, we got our butt whooped. Plain and simple, man. Really nothing else you could say. You know, one thing I'm happy about is that it's not the last game. We get to come back next week and redeem ourselves. But we ain't come ready to play today, and it showed.
Why do you think that is?
I can't answer it for you. If I could answer for you, it wouldn't happen today. You know, so I don't have an answer for you for that. I'm sorry.
I was just shocked. I mean, it was 52-0. Just how
I'm not even over. Shocked. I'm more disappointed than anything. Yeah. You know, disappointed in my play and as myself, and disappointed, you know, some of the other guys and stuff. But you know, we got to stick together as a team. That's one thing we're going to do. And we're going to come back, you know, to work tomorrow, fighting and getting ready, because it doesn't get any easier as it goes on. And you know, it's really a lot of disappointment right now, coming from me personally. And you know, one thing I can do, I can fight back, and I'm going to fight back. I got four more opportunities, so I'm going to make the most out of those.
The offensive line has been pretty solid all season, especially in pass protection. You know, kind of what were the breakdowns in the protection today?
If you ask me tomorrow, I'll know a lot more after I watch watch film and stuff. But you know, a couple of times, you know, I got to find a way, you know, to block longer and longer and longer. You know, keep my guy off of getting into the quarterback late. You know, I got to find a way to do better at that. So, you know, I got to block him as long as I need to, you know, a couple of times. You know, you got to him late. That's not good enough. That's not me. So I got to find a way personally, you know, to stay with my guy a lot longer. And, you know, I knew he was a guy that got a lot of late sacks and laying it down because he's a hustler guy. But I got to find a way to stay on my feet and be able to keep running by him. To help this team out. You know, I've been doing a good job of that throughout the year, and I didn't today. So, you know, we all got to step up, and we got a good challenge this week. Looking forward to it. But I ain't gonna lie, this hurts, so I'm disappointed.
Last thing, Carr, it's kind of seemed like things started to maybe unravel for him. He just sitting down. I know he didn't want to probably sit down because he's told Coach before he wants to play. But do you think that was the right decision?
I mean, I have no say-so on that. Yeah. I'm behind what Coach does 100%. You know, if he would have set me down, it would have been for a reason. I would have known that. You know, just like he did Carr. You know, it was for a reason. And, you know, I'm behind his decision all the way. You know, if he would have set down to start an offense, I would have been behind it, you know. But I'm behind whatever decision he makes as a coach. So, you know, I'm looking forward to. Look, I wish Sunday was like in a couple of days so I could hurry up and get back, get this feeling out of my mouth.
Thanks so much, Tom.